The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number 4, the fourth and final hour, the installment of today's podcast. We go back to the NFL. Interesting comments coming from Tampa Bay's general manager, Jason Light, regarding the future of Tom Brady. It certainly sounds like the Buccaneer GM would love to have Tom Brady play until he's 50. The big 5-0. We break that down. We discuss that and more. Here it is, hour number 4. 50 is the new 40. Who knew? Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we dispense loudmouth fun, or at least attempt, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from deep inside the Magic Radio Box, the Fox Sports Radio Studios. Good to have you along for the ride, our journey into the early morning hours, and our lead this hour coming from the Age Game. The Age Game. Now, Tom Brady, to be specific, TB12, will be 44 years old during the 2021 NFL season. Birthday will be lined up with the 2021 NFL season, but the Buccaneers certainly sound like they plan on having TB12 be their quarterback for a very long time. It's not my opinion. It's not innuendo. It's not speculation. It comes from the horse's mouth. In this case, we're talking about Buccaneer general manager Jason Light, who said that Tom Brady has given no indication that he wants to retire. If you didn't hear this and you don't believe me, maybe you missed it. As Warner Wolf would say, let's go to the audio tape. This is the Bucs GM, Jason Light, on Tom Brady and whether or not he's indicated he's going to retire anytime soon.
I want to keep all those conversations, most of them private, but no inkling at all. I told him he wants to play until he's 50 and he's still playing and he feels like he can still play. He can play until he's 50.
All right. So that was what he said. Rich Eisen, the Rich Eisen there, Jason Light, the GM. I told him if he wants to play until he's 50 and he still feels like he can play, he can still play until he's 50, said the general manager of the Buccaneers. All right, so we can parse the words here. We'll also parse the words of Tom Brady. But just on this in general, as we discuss, are you going to buy or sell Tom Brady being a high-level quarterback at age 50? And I'm going to sell this. I continue to be on the side of the room that is selling this. I have taken that position for a long time. I didn't think Brady would be good at this age. I certainly don't think he's going to be good in his late 40s if he makes it that far. So I've got my views on this. You've got Hourglass, Dr. Drew, and Golf Cart. And we will combine all of these things together and make some Baba Ganoush. Make the Baba Ganoush. We're going to make the Baba Ganoush. Now, first of all, Tom Brady has already made me look like a total donkey. So being the stubborn mule that I am as a Taurus, I am doubling and tripling down on a previous prediction that, yes, I will be proven correct in the end. So, Brady's already won a Super Bowl in his mid-40s. And he's going to be 44, 43 to 46 or whatever, mid-40s. So I say that he does not make it to 50. And this is a relatively safe bet. I'm not really putting my neck out there. Because there are no comps. There are zero comps to what Tom Brady has already done. And Brady looked like his last couple of years with the Patriots, his individual performance was going down, down, down. Like he had fallen down a staircase, and he looked like, as a player, he was near the pearly gates his final season in New England in particular, and then had a renaissance. We all know what happened in the COVID NFL season of 2020, hanging out with Ponce de Leon and drinking from the fountain of youth. But there are limits to this, right? He's carrying an hourglass, Tom Brady, and at some point, that hourglass is either going to crack or the sands of time as a player are going to run out, and then it's time to hit the road, Jack. And we played the soundbite from Jason Light, the GM, and I don't know if we can play that again, but if you listen closely, like he started to explain the Bucs GM like what it would take to play to the age of 50. Play it again here. I want to see if you can pay attention.
I just want to keep all those conversations, most of them private, but no inkling at all. I told him he wants to play till he's 50, and he's still playing. And he feels like he can still play. He can play until he's 50.
Yeah, yeah. See, he stopped himself. He says still playing. What he meant to say is if he's still playing well, is what he meant to say. But he self-edited the Bucs GM as he was talking. Gotcha, Jason Light. I heard it, which is the obvious answer. He just didn't go all the way. Listen, Brady has already broken the space-time continuum for quarterbacks, but he's going to have to break that three more times to get to the age of 50 at a high level. And we've seen players as old as the hills who have been able to perform. Everything's different. It's not an apples-to-apples comparison. It's an apples-to-oranges comparison. But Michael Jordan, who didn't make it to his mid-40s, he was in his late 30s, early, I think he made it to 40. Jordan played with the Wizards. And, he was okay, but he wasn't as good as his halcyon days with the Chicago Bulls. And I remember when I was a younger cat, I used to hear from the old-timers, boy, you don't want to be like Willie Mays with the Mets. Willie Mays, the Say Hey Kid, this great player, and I used to get told these stories about how wonderful he was with the Giants, and then he was washed up, and it was terrible to watch him barely be able to run after balls at Shea Stadium with the Mets and how embarrassing that was. You don't want to be like him. Now, secondly, almost every time that we hear Tom Brady speak, he has the same mantra. He talks about having the fire in his belly. And he's got all these aspirations about playing forever and ever and ever. Well, TB12 recently said that he still believes he has, quote, a lot to give in the NFL. Told this to the New York Post. He admitted that he's, quote, fearful of it ending, meaning his career, while claiming that he's optimistic, Brady, that he can help people doing something else. Now, I read this a couple times, the words that Brady said, and the thing that struck me, like the way that Brady phrased this, that he's fearful of it ending and, you know, he's optimistic he can help people doing something else. It sounded like a guy who needs to see Dr. Drew, that Brady's got an addiction problem, that his desire to be the center of attention, right, that everything must revolve around Brady, you know, that borderline pathological, right? I get it. Brady, you know, he plays the shy guy a bit, but he's addicted to the spotlight. He'll do anything to stay in the limelight. He's not alone. He should take a number at the deli counter. But we have all had a front row seat, depending on how old you are, to Tom Brady being a part-time quarterback at Michigan, being a lowly regarded NFL quarterback, and then becoming the biggest thing in the NFL at the quarterback position. And not only is a celebrity, he's an influencer. He's hawking products like an infomercial pitch man, and he's been doing that for 20 years. So I get it. It's hard to give that up and live a quiet life off the grid. Not that Brady will ever live a quiet life off the grid, because anytime a great quarterback comes along, the media will look to Tom Brady to comment on a great, you know, the player and how he relates to Brady, blah, blah. Just like, you know, Joe Montana gets asked a few times a year about certain quarterbacks. That's just how that works. And Brady will take some kind of ambassador role where they pay him hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to shake hands and kiss babies and take photos. That's also in Tom Brady's future if he wants it. All right, final thought. So what is the most logical ending to Tom Brady's career? And is it just one of these days he wins a Super Bowl and fade to black, Hollywood-type ending? They carry him off the field like he's Rudy at South Bend, Indiana at a Notre Dame game. No. The longer you play, the more likely this ends with Tom Brady on the back of a golf cart. Snap, crackle, pop. And I'm not talking about playing the back nine here, and you know, I'm talking the injury tent. That part, I believe, is inevitable. Brady has had one major, major injury when he was playing the Chiefs, and I think it was week one, and he got just dinged up week one or two. I think it was week one, and many years ago. And if it happens in your 20s, they say it's a bad break, and you're going to come back, and you're going to be fine. If it happens in your mid-40s, Elvis has left the building, right? Dandy Don is back from the other side there. Turn out the lights, the party's over. But until then, okay, until then, TB12 will continue to fatten up the record books. And if he can pull this off, and I don't think he can, but if he can play at a semi-good level, if you combine regular season and postseason, Tom Brady needs to play this year in 2021 and 2022. And if he's just okay, right? If he's just okay, he will get to over 100,000 yards passing if you combine regular and postseason. He's, I think, 36 wins away from crossing the 300 threshold. So likely going to have to play several more years, not just two, but several more on that one. And Brady knows the longer that he plays, the more therapeutic pajamas, the more vibrating foam rollers, the more electrolytes with the 25 glasses of water, the whole thing, the avocado ice cream. He can sell more of that crap, more books, more cookbooks. People will buy it. And now he's got a whole new world. It used to be most of the clientele was just in the New England states, right? And that's where everyone in the Commonwealth. Well, now he's got the Sunshine State and the Brady lapdogs all over the place. Line them up to buy this stuff. All right, it's Ben Maller's show on Fox. We are taking your phone calls. If you'd like to opine, bloviate, however you want to call it, we'll take your phone calls. The lines are open for you at 877-99 on Fox. We do have later in the hour Password, the word game of the stars. That'll be coming up a little bit later. Now, it's a big day. You might say, hey, it's a random Wednesday in May, but I say it's a big day for football. It's a manufactured day, but it's a big day. It's coffee and a calendar. coffee and a calendar. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it.
Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking to proliferate the Maller Militia, help our grassroots movement, add new listeners to the show, support our noble efforts by posting comments about the Ben Maller Show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all other social media. You have the power to influence others to join the cult of the Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Now, it's a big day for the NFL. We'll tell you why coming up in a minute. Just Josh in Cincinnati, one of the Cincinnati bros, says, I am with you almost 100% on Tom Brady not playing until he's 50. But the NFL is always tinkering with the rules, which is true, Josh. And it's about to the point where you can't even breathe on the quarterback if they make quarterbacks untouchable. He says, then Brady will be playing till my kid is 50. I hear what you're saying. Raz quit the band, says, I heard a Tom Brady soundbite that explains his longevity. He said, I've been drinking my urine for 20 years. He's no Gordie Howe.
Who is that, Shirley?
By the way, I got two calls on my cell phone from Doc Mike asking when he can come on my podcast.
Oh, that is outstanding.
Yeah. I've been drinking my urine for 20 years.
Oh, man.
What did you say, Eddie?
I've not returned the calls, Roberto.
What would your podcast, your guy Doug there, what would he say if you said, I got this guy Doc Mike from Chicago. He talks in black. Let's put him on.
I tell him the tales of our listeners, and he just stares at me like I cannot be serious.
No, I know.
I told him about Blind Scott and Weed Man and Doc Mike, and he just like, are you kidding me? No, it's real.
We're not paying them, right? No, it's real. We barely get paid to do the show. Yeah. We're not paying the people to call in the show.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I told the story, the famous Doc Mike story about him dropping the bloody goat head off at Wrigley Field, which he does every year, and how that I was on the in Salt Lake. I did a spot, and I was telling the story about how, Doc called me up and did the play-by-play as he was dropping the goat head off, and the mayor of Chicago said, all police resources will be used to find out who did this. They thought it was some college kid. Doc's in his like 70s. He's chopping a bloody goat head off. I think he was only in his 60s back then. So that was a few years ago. All right. It is the Ben Maller Show on Fox. Let's say hello to Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo. Hal Pal is in Houston. Hello, Hal Pal.
Is this real?
Nah, that's fake.
I don't know.
Oh, that's definitely real.
Oh, God.
Wow.
No,
wow.
That's not real. That's fake. Nah, he's putting on a show here.
Gosh, I hope it's fake because if it's not, it sounds like a Wolverine or something.
It's like a water buffalo, but it's got to be fake. I mean, this is like a Hollering James level.
Wake up, you moron.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Oh, that sounded real to me. That sounded real. That sounded authentic, Eddie.
Hey, moron.
Roberto, this is better than his call. Let this continue.
Trust me.
Don't wake him up.
This is the greatest. Hal Powell's been a fan of the show for years. This is his greatest call ever. Right here.
Great. I think it's real.
Imagine if he shares a bed with someone. What that must be like. Holy crap. It's real now. I thought it was fake, Eddie, but I think it's real.
It's like a cougar.
You couldn't keep this up. Let's all be quiet. We need a drop for the show. Let's all be quiet. Here we go.
Right.
You know, Eddie, off the coast of California, in Central California, there's a place you can watch the seals.
Uh-huh.
And they lay on the beach and they fart. And it sounds like this. Right near the Hearst Castle.
Yes.
Right? You've been there, cool. Yeah. Right? It's a beautiful place in California. And they sound like this. They do.
Oh,
wow. You farted.
What is gurgling? It's like some kind of gurgling sound.
Don't hang up on him. I'm going to give him a golden ticket. He gets a golden ticket.
How is he going to know?
Keep him on hold. We'll go back to him.
Maybe he'll hear the podcast.
That sounded so good. It was fake, but it's real. I believe it to be legit.
I agree. At first, I wasn't sure, but I don't think you can fake snoring that good.
You can't fake it like that. I've had people fake it, and they fake it for a little bit, but then eventually the jig is up.
That's a drop, Roberto.
Come on. No, don't do that to me. You and your little out-of-context drops, Eddie. Come on, man. That was a good one. Please. You've had many more embarrassing things. Remember when the Canadians beat the Canadians?
Not nearly as good as that right there.
No, that's better than that right there. Let's go to the phones again. We're glutton for punishment here. Let's go to Bring It Home, Jerome in Kansas City. Make the Baba Ganoush.
Ben, I think that's a new category for next year, the best snorer of the year. You guys got quite a few of them to call in and get those snores on.
Well, it's tough. You know, we've got, much like no one will ever break Cy Young's record for wins, it's hard to imagine anyone will break Hollering James' record for snoring. But I got to tell you, Hal Powell, that's a Hollering James-level snorer. That was that good.
How about a snoring octagon? That would be awesome.
Yeah. It's hard to set that up accurately, though, because you don't know if the guys are going to actually be able to... We got real-time feedback. Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan, says, this is the best call to your show ever placed from the Houston metropolitan area. Wow, that's shots fired. That is shots fired.
Funny because it's true.
Yeah. Moving Mad Matt is frustrated. He says, I wonder why I can't get through, and it's calls like this that remind me. There you go. All right. Anyway, I apologize interrupting your brilliant call here, Bring It Home, Jerome.
Well, Ben, listen, there's a problem with the Baba Ganoush. You made it again tonight. You made it last week.
Yes.
Maybe we need to get, I'm wondering, do we need to pee in the Baba Ganoush? I didn't think that pee thing worked, man, but I'm wondering now because the Royals, they have lost 9 straight games. Ben, that is ridiculous. That is ridiculous, man.
Yeah, I think the Royals are choking on the Baba Ganoush.
I need to talk to Doc Mike and find out how we get this fixed. Is that the remedy? I didn't think it worked at first, Ben.
We suck again.
Yes, we do suck again, and that's about the truth. But listen, congratulations to the Lakers tonight for beating the Knicks.
No, don't do that.
I really thought we were about to get that L.A. sweep. I mean, that was an easy game against the Clippers. We weren't worried about that.
No, I don't say that. That was an easy game.
The Lakers got out of there.
You say Lakers. L.A.
Lakers.
L.A.
Lakers.
Yeah, you want me to repeat what I say every time Roberto plays this? That's a real, authentic fan right there who was playing a joke, and Roberto keeps falling for the joke.
Clipper Laker.
How bad is that?
Clipper Laker. Laker Darryl.
No, he's Clipper Darryl. I'm looking at his account. It's Clipper Darryl right there.
Yeah, it didn't sound like it. And then pee in it, and maybe that'll help. But listen, it really, Ben, have a good night. It's good to see the Knicks back in contention. It's good to be able to talk Knicks basketball. You guys have a good night tonight.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. We would have never heard the end. We would have had like guy Steve in Manhattan. We would have smoked him out if the Knicks had beaten the Lakers.
He would have called that guy.
I don't know. I don't know what happened. Like, this guy disappeared. You're not a fan of his work?
Yeah, same here.
No, I'm not a fan. Yeah.
He's gone. Who's the guy that he liked that used to work here? What was the guy's name he used to bring up that he liked? The radio guy. Remember the guy that said it's like running the space shuttle?
I can't fly the space shuttle.
Yeah.
Ah, crap.
Who?
Dino Costa.
There he is.
Right, that guy. Boom.
Never heard
Dino
of him.
Dino used to work here. I don't know what he's doing these days, but that guy loved Dino. And he's an FSR legend.
I think he's on Sirius somewhere.
Is he?
Yeah,
I know he was. I thought, I don't know. He's bounced around a lot. He's had a lot of interesting gigs. All right, let's go back to the phones. Shane in Des Moines. Hello, Shane, or as Roberto says, Des Moines.
How are you, Ben?
Shane, if I was any better, I'd be pal, but not Hal Pal, because I'd be sleeping.
Yeah, I can't do that at my job. I fall asleep behind the wheel. That's problematic.
No, unless you get one of those Teslas that drive themselves, and then I guess it's probably not that bad a deal.
Oh, I can't afford that. I don't make Mallard money.
Oh, I can't afford it either. I wish I could. Thank God.
So I kind of got a circle of life problem, Ben. My dad had a heart attack on Saturday, and we're taking him off life support today.
Oh, man.
And then on the other side of that, my wife and I are expecting our first daughter in October. So, yeah.
Wow. That's a tough, man.
Yeah.
That's tough. That's a tough day. That's a tough time.
It hit me that my dad might not meet my daughter. And that's kind of just a weird spot to be in. I got 3 older boys. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, is your dad aware? I mean, is your dad know that you're having a child?
No, we hadn't told him yet.
Okay. I got you. So, well, you know, he's not gone yet. I mean, you could tell him. I know he might not hear it and not understand it or whatever, but, you know, you can at least tell. That's a tough situation. My condolences.
And then I got to explain this to my kids, who are all under 11 years old, that don't really know Grandpa. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's
tough.
I got to go to work every day, hold
the family together. It's rough. I'm glad I got you guys to listen to, though. I appreciate your brand of sports radio.
Well, listen, I mean, the good thing about kids is they're very resilient, and you just got to say it the right way. You don't want to just overwhelm them, but there's ways to say it. I'm certainly not an expert on that, Shane, but I remember when I was a kid and my grandparents would pass away, people close to me, close in the family circle, and I remember my parents telling me that stuff. Well, yeah, good luck, Shane. All right, good luck, buddy. It's a tough time there. And then, you get the sadness of his father, but then the kid's coming right around the corner. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show, and there's really no good transition. There's really no good transition to that. I will tell you, the tease, I want to pay that off because we have food picks with Marcel and Password. So today is a very big day. Not that our guy in Des Moines, not for him, but it's announcement day. That the opening games of the NFL season will be announced this morning. And it's going to be announced on Good Morning America. We'll be allowed to announce the Week 1 Monday Night Football matchup. But apparently this is going on CBS. They will show the Sunday slate. And on Fox, on the morning show there at Fox, Fox and Friends, and also the local Fox stations, FS1, all the Fox properties will show the first Week 1 matchups on Fox. So that's 12 hours before the actual schedule announcement. So if you are jonesing to look at a schedule, keep in mind we already know who everyone's going to play. We just don't know when they're going to play them. And that will lead to the same old, where guys complain, oh my God, we got to play three road games in a row in cold weather. It's not fair. And bitch and moan and all that, which is a staple of schedule day. So have a cup of coffee and watch your morning shows if you're into that kind of thing. If you're not going to be sleeping, I'll sleep right through those. But when I wake up, I'll go on this thing called the internet, and then I'll find out what the matchups are. And the matchups aren't going to change.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe, Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question. Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun. And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We do have Password coming up, so if you're interested in playing the word game of the stars, if you have a very good lexicon, if you have a good grasp of language, then that's the game for you. All right. So if you don't, it's probably not the game. Probably not the game for you. But if you've got pretty good vernacular, then you can call up right now. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. You can be part of the festivities. Now, we're going to get food picks with Marcel, but before we do that, can we check back in on the How Pal line and see if he's still snoring there? Is he still on hold? Oh, yeah. Oh, this is great. And I had no idea. He's been calling the show for years. I had no idea he had this skill. It's a hidden talent. All right, put him back on hold. Don't hang up on him. Do not hang up on him.
Well, that sounded the same right there.
Yeah, very similar. Let's go now to the mean streets of Brooklyn, New York, hanging out in the projects. That's how this guy rolls. He's got street smart and the palate of a king. Marcel in Brooklyn.
I like that, Ben. Street smart's the power of the king. Good morning to you, my friend, along with Eddie, Roberto, and even Justin Coop de Loop on Coot Scoop on Entertainment on Fridays.
Yeah, even him.
Yeah.
Hey, let's... Oh, you know what? It is a new dawn. Oh, it is okay. Definitely.
You sound sick, Marcel. You sound sick.
Yeah, you under the weather? Everything okay? You got a cold or the flu or something like that?
No. I'm definitely fine, but it is going to be a very sunny day here in my home place. Look on the bright side. It will be sun will rise coming up. So fingers crossed.
It's going to get all the way up to the mid-60s today in Brooklyn. So that's a
very warm day. Yes. The mid-60s instead. Now, as we get yourself ready for the hump day, the middle of the week, that is, a new dawn, a new day. So, Malam Militia, let's get into it. And on Wednesdays, my friend, it will be exactly Rob in the Sin City, home of the Knights, the Rebels, and the Raiders. Rob, who joins me right now. Rob, good morning to you, my friend. What do you have for food pick from last night? It will be a very great failure or
okay, all right, just appreciate. Give a pick. All right, yes, all right. Yeah, give the pick, Rob, please.
This isn't Rob.
Oh, my God, it's Justin in Cincinnati.
I hit the wrong one.
Oh, all right, now let's go to Rob. All right, here we go. Sorry about that, Marcel. We screwed
that's
up.
That's okay,
job,
that's okay.
All right, here we go.
Given your size back in the day, I'm not shocked you've had people fake it, Ben.
Wow.
My food pick from last night is a filet O'Fallon and a slice of poontang pie.
Yeah. You know what, Rob? I'm changing from failure to appreciate, so I'll give you one A plus for you. So good.
Hold on a second, Marcel. A voice in my headphones tells me Hal Pow would like to play. Can we have Hal Pow give the food pick?
Hal Pow the food pick. That's what it should
all right,
be.
Go ahead. He's in Houston. Hal Pow, please.
Hal Powell in Houston, good morning to you from the Space City. What do you have for food pick from last night?
Okay, thank you, Hal Powell. All right, did he get it right, Marcel?
Failure. Oh. That's a failure side.
All right, I thought he did it.
We'll
thought he nailed it.
We'll go straight now to the boys in the Southland, and Ben, starting with you.
All right, well, this is what I'm going to do. Later today, when I wake up from my slumber, my hibernation, I'm going to have this. It's going to be what I break my fast with, pizza. So I'm going to go with pizza.
Pizza, going to be a mixed match for you.
Yeah, that's my man. All right, Eddie first.
Yeah, the other Mexican guy. I'm going to say you're going to have the carne asada fries minus the carne asada and everything else. So it's just French fries and ketchup.
Uh-oh, could it be a mixed match for you?
Don't
tell him what he can do. It's his food
picks. Deluxe. I have the deluxe for you guys right up.
I love
Let's
the deluxe.
Let's play food pick. And Roberto.
What did you have, Marcel?
No, what do you have?
He's on to your little game.
Stop your ruse.
Nacho fries with carne asada.
Oh, could be a failure side. I'm sorry, Roberto.
What?
I'm
sorry,
but that's
loser.
Not a good choice, though.
Loser.
Speaking of loser.
Marcel, I believe that you had a barbecue beef sandwich with sautéed onions and a side of mac and cheese and baked beans.
Ooh, could be another chance, but no, it won't. Failure once again.
Failure once again.
He's never won this game.
He never won this game.
Never won.
All right, hurry up.
How does Rob get an A and I fail?
Well, I don't know. I even
ask
know
yourself
what
that question,
mean.
Coop.
Yeah, look in the mirror, Coop, a little, please.
Yes, indeed. Here is my food pick from last night. What do you get? The pizza and the French fries with ketchup are going to be coming together. I've got to give you the deluxe for you.
Wow.
Eddie,
we both got it right.
French fries with
no
ketchup.
Way.
Eddie and Ben.
You guys cheated.
No, we didn't
you guys
cheat.
Cheated.
How did I have cheated?
This is
Cheers.
Shenanigans.
No, I didn't
There's
cheat.
No shenanigans here.
You guys both got it right. He had both of those.
Yes,
I didn't know he had both,
don't
but
be
I
jealous.
Had, I'm making the garlic onion mallard pizza today. Is what
nah,
I'm
nah. Something smells
you knew
fishy
it,
in here.
Marcel, are we cheating?
What did you have, Marcel?
No cheater.
See?
But
I am this close to cussing. You guys are so full of it.
Well, you never even play the. You know he doesn't eat any
you're
of crap.
You're just mad because you get an
this
F every time. That's not
one.
Our fault.
You guys, this is one of the deluxe ones.
Yeah. See,
yeah, it's a deluxe.
One
come
with
on, man.
French fries and ketchup.
Come on.
Bar none. The deluxe.
Deluxe.
That's you
the
had word pizza of the day. And deluxe. French fries with ketchup.
That's correct.
That's a good idea.
And Ben guest pizza and Eddie best.
Yeah.
Winning.
That's magnificent job by us.
Right, right. Okay.
Good job.
All right.
Good job by you,
Eddie. All right, Ben. But I have the announcer
Thank you,
for you.
Thank you, Marcel.
I have the announcer for you.
The what?
Oh, you're the announcer. All right, promote password, then we got to go. Go ahead. Hurry up.
You
promote,
said
hurry.
It. Thank you, Ben, Eddie, and the guys for my call. I'll be back on Friday. When we return, Ben and those guys will have Password, the word game of the stars. So if you have anything you want to have Password, give Ben and the guys a call, 877-99-ON-FOX. That's 877-996-6369. Password, the word game of the stars, is coming up as the Ben Malisher show comes your way right after these messages, so don't go anywhere. Viva Las Vegas.
The first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Attention, everyone.
And the password is... Password. You idiot. Password, the word game of the stars. Here's Ben Maller.
And away we go. Password time. It's welcome in our contestants for Password, the word game of the stars. We say hello to Kathy in Portland. Hello, Kathy.
Golden ticket. I need a golden ticket. It's playoff time.
Yeah, you got to get that golden ticket. Everyone needs a golden ticket for the NBA playoffs. It's very important.
Absolutely.
All right, hold on a sec, Kathy. We all talk about the Clippers going all the way to the championship. Who else do we have? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Nate the Beer Guy. Hello, Nate the Beer Guy.
Good morning, Ben. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Kathy. Kathy, you're
about
to get
down. What are you drinking this morning?
This morning I am enjoying a Vic Secret Double Dry Hopped IPA. From Braxton Brewing Company, and they're from Newport, Kentucky.
Yeah. And how is it?
I'll be honest with you, Ben. It's absolutely delicious. It's got Vic Secret, which is one of my favorite variants of hops.
Oh. All right. Yeah, I don't know anything about beer. All right, hold on a sec, Nate the Beer Guy. We've got, let's go back to Kathy in Portland. Kathy in Portland, who do you want to partner up with on Password, the word
you.
Game of the star? Oh, me? All right, good choice by you, Kathy. All right.
We've
Blazers and Clippers together. Blazers and Clippers together. Nate the Beer Guy. Who do you want to team up with, Nate the Beer Guy?
Well, I'm in the mood to win. Coop, let's burn it down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Sounds like Nate the Weed Guy, not that Nate the Beer Guy is what it sounds like to me. Okay. Let's play the game. Kathy, you were on the air first. We have a list of words, 1 to 10. If you
number
can see
one.
The number one. All right, let's go with distinctive.
Different.
No.
All right, Nate, let's go with original.
Original.
And remember Ben's clue as well.
No, don't forget. Don't remember my clue.
Original.
Don't remember what I said.
I'm gonna pass. I'm gonna wait for the fourth clue.
Okay, good.
Always a sound strategy.
Good strategy, Nate the Beer Guy.
Don't even take a guess.
All right, Kathy, let's go with. I said distinctive. How about particular?
Unique.
Yeah, good job by you. Oh, well, he's only gonna. That fourth clue is gonna be a big one, but it'll be on a different word.
All right, pick a number, Nate.
It's 8 points, right? I think 8 points.
Yes, 8 points.
All right. Go ahead, Nate. Put the beer down. Put the weed down. Come on.
I just did. I did.
Right. Pick a number. Say the number.
I said seven. I don't know why you're yelling, but I said seven.
I didn't hear it. Did anyone hear seven?
Mm-hmm. No.
You lied.
All right. Let's go with... Wow, this is... Why did I do this?
Now you realize you made a mistake.
Let's go with a range.
coordinate.
No, it's a good guess, though.
Kathy, let's go with assemble.
Oh, that's a better clue.
Kathy?
Wow, I'm not going to do this well at all, am I?
No, no, no. You, Kathy.
Manufacture.
You
know.
No.
Sorry.
You have no chance, Coop.
I know. All right, so Nate, think of the, you know, the words that we just said, assemble, mm-hmm, and arrange. I'm gonna kind of go a different direction. Cooking.
Wow.
They all go together. They all go together.
Doesn't matter. You could spell it.
Recipe?
Out.
No.
Yeah, no, it's not a recipe.
I'm in the dark here.
Are you really? Kathy,
I mean,
let's go with, well, this is awkward. I don't know what else to say other than this. How about, I don't know. No, I'm not going to use it. Let's go formulate. Kathy?
I'm thinking, I'm sorry, I'm bombing.
Well, that's the ingredient. First part. Well, no, we're already up 8-0.
I think we should throw
the word out.
Yeah, it was prepare.
Yeah, it was prepare. All right, we're Kathy, we're back up. Pick a number 1 to 10.
Two.
All right, good. How about wager?
Gamble.
Yeah, That's it. That's the winner.
Pull out the fight.
Kathy gets the golden ticket.
It's a walk-off.
Go back and drink your high-end beer, Nate. You just lost. Kathy with the win. She's blind.
Murder,
she won.
Go.
She dominated.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.